The Press Enterprise reports this morning that school districts around Riverside County are having to cut back or charge fees for local after-school programs because of rising costs and state funding that has been stagnant at best. In Sacramento, backers of California after-school programs are pushing hard for their first state funding increase in a decade, even as the Trump administration has called for cutting federal funding. More from Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler.
The 100 or so students and advocates came to the California Capitol to focus on state budget talks. But President Trump's proposal to cut federal after-school funding loomed over the rally. Here's Democratic Senator Holly Mitchell.
All of us with a brain and with children and who live and work in communities fundamentally understand how wrong that is.
Trump's budget chief has said there's no evidence the programs work. California pours four times more money into its after-school programs as the federal government, but that $550 million a year hasn't gone up in the last decade. And Katie Calderon, a senior at Hamilton High School in Los Angeles, came to the Capitol to demand a change.
After-school is so critical to the development of so many children, and an after-school can save so many different lives in different ways.
Governor Jerry Brown's latest budget plan, released last week, does not include an increase. H.D. Palmer, with the governor's Department of Finance, says Brown instead wants to boost school district funding nearly $2 billion beyond his previous proposal.
There are additional general purpose resources that are now available to school districts, more so than January, which they can apply to these programs if they so choose and if they think those are the top local priorities.
But districts must balance after-school programs against other needs, and the powerful California Teachers Association opposes using that money for after-school programs. So a Democratic assemblyman is instead exploring whether the state could use money raised by two ballot measures approved last year, Proposition 56, the tobacco tax, and Proposition 64, which legalizes and taxes recreational marijuana. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.